All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at All Things Psychic Official.
Yay!
Okay.
We're on.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic.
Yep.
Angelina and I were here just doing a little bit of grounding and updating.
Reading each other, having fun.
Yes. We have the most fun.
Yes. And I know we've been out for a week. But we just can't help it because the weather is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's summertime. Fun. We should be not taking ourselves so seriously.
Yeah. Get out there. Get in the sun.
Yes. One thing that we were doing, I taught Angelina about scrying.
Oh, this is amazing. Scrying. I think I was calling it something else.
So how is this spelled? S-K-R-Y-I-N-G.
I-N-G, yeah.
And so scrying, the way that I do it, I think
amazing.
Scrying is using divination and water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say it was only, not only, but it works well for pets?
It works really well for pets that you're trying to, that have passed on, that you're trying to connect with, because water is such an easy transferable energy.
Yeah.
To pass through. So this is what we did. We put a kettle, like a kettle of water.
A big giant stock pot.
In the sink. And it wasn't hot or anything. We just needed a big container.
Yeah.
And then we grounded and meditated for a second, and we thought about some pets that had passed on that we wanted to call through and see if they would show themselves in the water.
Right.
And then you put your hand in the water and you swoosh it around and you pull your hand out and you just start taking pictures.
Yeah.
So you usually get about 3 pictures per hand swoosh.
Yeah.
So we called in, first we called in Penelope.
Or Bunny that passed away. Yeah. So it was really cool because like when you're sitting there doing it and taking pictures, you don't really see anything in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, this is lame. And then, so we did it with Penelope, and then we have another kitty that passed, Drew Kittymore. And so we sat there and took a look at the pictures.
Yes.
And I started freaking out because one of
the
pictures
first one
is exactly Penelope. Like, we have a picture of her, and it's dead spot on. The same pose, the ears and the eyes. I started grabbing Julie and screaming. I'm like, oh my God, that's Penelope. That's this picture we have of her. And it's amazing.
It was really something. And we called in St. Francis of Assisi to assist with us, to help. He's the patron saint of animals. And I also called in my dog, Clyde. And he came through. It was totally, it was just nutty.
Like, it's crazy. You can see his ears, eyes,
muscle,
and nose.
Body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he's sitting on the floor looking up at me.
Mm-hmm. You need to put that picture Instagram.
Post the picture.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It looks like it turned into a white.
Yes.
Outline.
Well, where there was
like
body
white in the
mass.
Yeah.
Looked kind of like white and cloudy.
Cloudy. That's
but,
what
and then the everything around it was clear water.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a really fun way. I've done it several times, and each time I have been amazed at what has come through.
It blew my mind.
Yeah. And you can call. So say your cat has passed on.
Mm-hmm.
You can call your cat the same way that you used to call your cat. to come to you. You know, it's funny. Yeah, how different people call their cat. It's like, treaties. Like, come get your treats. And you can call your animal the same way that you did when they were here, and swoosh the water, take pictures, see what happens. And it's just a really, it's a fun tool. I always enjoy teaching Angelina a different modality.
So cool. I never heard of that in my whole life. I felt like we were being naughty in the kitchen. I'm like, what? What are we doing? And then she's like, no, we can do this. We're going to call in pets. But I recommend that everyone try it.
Yeah.
Everyone try it. And just remember to close out when you're done. Just say thank you.
Oh, yes. You know,
because we don't want
anything
living in the stock pot.
Yes. Always save the water for your plants.
Yeah.
Don't just dump it down the drain. So yeah, that was one thing that we just did on Tuesday. Usually Angelina and I try to get together at least one day before the podcast to just hang play out. And hang out and raise our vibration.
Yes.
The other thing that we did on Tuesday. So we are, go ahead.
Okay.
Our proposal.
Yeah. We are preparing to do psychic fairs for corporate offices and like events and parties for businesses in Portland.
Yes.
So we can hopefully be incorporated in that. We got together and built a proposal, and we're doing a test pilot run.
Yes, at a grocery store.
At a grocery store.
And we are so trying to help companies think outside the box of ways to boost employee morale.
Yeah.
And
like, wouldn't you love that if you went to your Christmas party and they're like, oh, by the way, we have some psychics here.
I know.
Would you like a 15-minute reading?
Yes.
I mean, that just sounds so fun.
I'm not waiting for Christmas.
Yeah. No, I
wanted
either.
A Halloween. But it's exactly. A nice way to think outside the box and, you know, and do something different
and offer it to the community here. You know, I think it's something that Portland would love.
Yes. And I think a lot of places would love it.
Yeah. Everybody, everywhere. I mean, actually, Julie and I were talking about the other day how there's been a real rise with psychics everywhere. I mean, internationally, they are just getting overwhelmed with reading requests because of pandemic and political
climate
and you know, everything going on. So
it's a tumultuous time. And I think people are seeking guidance in ways that also help bolster up their confidence in how they're handling things. And I'm really excited for that.
I am too.
So we'll keep you guys posted on how that gets. Or maybe you'll be at one of the psychic fairs.
Right.
Or
we'll give you a little report.
Yeah.
If we liked it or not. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to love it. We're going to love it. Today's episode is going to be about healing yourself.
Yeah.
And the power to heal, which comes, I would think it comes partly from the law of attraction, where like attracts like.
Mm-hmm.
When you, you know, when you like health, when you like being healthy, you get to manifest health in yourself and show others what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, it spreads out and encourages other people to do the same. So it raises the vibration of the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we'd come up with just some practical ideas, talk about maybe a meditation that Angelina was telling me about, and then also some affirmations, visualization, and Yeah.
Yeah.
And just encouragement that we have, each of us have the power to heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading about this just recently, I thought one of the most profound parts was that in order to heal yourself, the first thing you have to do is surrender the fear.
The fear, yeah.
And the old story of why you don't feel well, of why you're sick, of why you have this pain or affliction.
And oftentimes, the why takes digging to get down there. You know, you can say, I became sick last November and I'm still sick. And now the sickness is what is my fear. But let's go back and dig deeper and find out where your trauma started, or, you know, because I believe that it's all a manifestation of anger, trauma, fear, you know,
resentment,
living with really painful things that have happened to you in your life that maybe haven't been looked at or dealt with, or you're harboring that resentment.
Yes.
And I mean, it's a lot to ask of someone, you know, just to say, let's look at all that.
And mm-hmm. it's totally possible.
It is.
We have both.
Yeah.
Done that work
mm-hmm.
and done that practice.
And it's really hard to do. I have so much to say about this.
Go for it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw a reference out there. Joe Dispenza has a book. He's the author of a book called Becoming Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really amazing. It's heavy, but a lot of it is basically about how each cell in your body is like a little universe, and how when you start thinking a certain way, like with negative thoughts, or I'm not good enough, or holding on to this trauma, or when you're alone during the day and you think of, you know, you get angry over a situation, it actually affects your cells. And your cells become that, like they either start making you feel depressed and leading to other failures in your body that are trying to manifest to help you process with that. Conversely, if you're thinking positive thoughts, like, and you start thinking whole goodness things about the universe and the vibration and love,
gratitude,
and wanting to heal, gratitude, you actually change the chemistry of your cells. So it's like your thoughts heal your cells. And don't take my word for it. Read the book, Julie.
Oh, I won't.
Julie, I'm just playing. Julie and I, we're both reading it. It's so cool. But, so I was just going to say the one meditation part.
Go for it.
In the book. Okay. So there's a meditation he discusses on how to start the process of changing your cells and getting you into that zone of healing yourself. And it's kind of a meditation of sitting down, grounding, and using your core muscles in your stomach, your abdomen and your stomach, and pushing them all the way back against your spine, closing your eyes and imagining fluid pumping up through your spine to the back of your brain.
Spinal fluid.
And yes, and releasing out over your brain. And there's a physiological effect on your body. But there's a whole meditation with it. So, I mean, he has done a lot of scientific studies on this, and he has data to show the effects of raising vibration and using these his meditations to heal people. I mean, there are case studies on people that have been healed in this book. It's just amazing.
Yes.
So check out the book. It's Joe Dispenza, Becoming Supernatural.
Well, and it seems like, oh my gosh, why isn't everyone healing themselves if it's so easy?
Right.
You know, time is the slowest, most effective healer. Mm-hmm. It takes time to set aside a part of your day for meditation and visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmations are the three that, you know, come to mind. And, you know, when I am visualizing health and optimum health in my meditation,
mm-hmm.
It looks different. I don't do the same one each time. Sometimes I will, I'll say my go-to one, because I'm so connected to it because I've practiced it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I image my cells to look like, okay. So inside my body, it looks like a restaurant of fine dining. And all of the round tables, they're all round tables, and they are my cells. And they have the most beautiful pink tablecloths on them. And they are pink, and it's healthy, and there's beautiful, you know, there's flowers on the tablecloth and white linens, and it's just really, really clean and light. And that is how I image the cells in my body.
Oh, that's great.
As just being this really, really beautiful restaurant. Yes. A clean vessel that is so, each cell is beautifully decorated and taken care of and with attention to detail.
That's great. And, you know,
once you see one, you can start to then kind of like, you're looking down at this table with pink tablecloth, and or maybe it has white lace over the pink tablecloth. And then you just kind of lift your eyes and you just start seeing 10 tables, and then 100, this expanse.
Oh my gosh.
And this huge expansive space without limits that have round tables with pink tablecloths. And that's how I image the inside of my body.
Oh, that's amazing. Julie's power to image is really amazing. It's an amazing tool, not just her as a human being, but I've learned so much from her about this. And just hanging out with you all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we're talking and you'll put that out there, like image this. And, you know, it's like when you incorporate it into your daily life, things manifest. And they come to you like law of attraction. It's pretty amazing. And I just want to say, I know a lot of you are working 40 hours a week, and it just seems like, it's hard to do. It's hard to take the time, like you said, and meditate, image, have the time to spend with your body. Like, you know, when I was stuck in my rut with my job, and I was so miserable, and in the evening when I was done, I was still miserable.
Yeah.
You know, and it just took enough energy to just try to muster to please help myself get out of this situation. So, you know, sometimes you can only work at whatever level you're at.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Because I never want to come across as, you know, this righteous healer that is oh my gosh, it's available to you. When you're stuck in root chakra and you're trying to figure out your unemployment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even what you're going to be making for dinner, and there's kids around. Goodness gracious, have compassion for yourself. You know, send the love and light to your compassion for yourself. That alone will raise your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that.
Right. And I have a trick that I use sometimes when I'm overwhelmed is listening to, you know, self-help books, or like Joe Dispenza, his book on Audible.
Okay.
At night. When because there are no distractions, everyone is asleep, and you really have time to yourself, and you're almost in a meditative state anyway. And you can just like kind of go to the chapter you want and take little bits of it and learn. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, for me, sleeping on things really helps me process. Like, I can have dreams about it, mm-hmm. or like the information comes faster the next day, or I'm not feeling so awful about the situation. So I just want to throw that in there as a tip.
That's beautiful. I was saying, you know, one thing that I try to practice is just being present in many of the moments, mm-hmm. during my day, whether I'm peeling a carrot. And one thing I really have honed is that when I'm at a red light, I'm always so grateful. Okay, maybe not always, but I will say I'm pretty grateful for red lights, mm-hmm. because I have trained myself that at a red light, it is time to express gratitude. It can be, you know, how short is a red light? For right. some, it's very long if you're late and trying to get somewhere. But for the, when you start, you know, if you're at a red light and you start listing off things you're grateful for, it is the shortest red light. The other thing that I've done is when it turns red, it reminds me to be grateful for my red pumping heart.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just like, I just send all this energy, like, thank you, heart, for working so hard. You calling Moses, you don't ask much of me, and yet you do so much. So I really,
I do not do that, but I'm going to try that next time. I'm a little, Julie definitely comes from gratitude. I might get a little sharper at the red light with my tongue, but
so it's not necessarily about, oh, I need to have this discipline where if I don't meditate for 3 to 7 or 10 minutes every morning, I'm gonna miss my chance to be healthy.
Right.
It is available, mm-hmm. at all times of day. You can take 3 big breaths and, mm-hmm. expand your belly. Mm-hmm. And just say the affirmation, I deserve to be here. I deserve to be in this space.
Yes.
I am enough.
I am enough. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's something we were reflecting on too.
Yes. Before the podcast, Angelina and I came up with some affirmations around healing,
yeah.
and healing yourself. What did we come up with?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Simply,
yeah, I have the power to heal myself. I am whole and healthy.
Yeah.
It's okay to outgrow my past.
And
okay,
why is that one important?
This is huge for me, and I really hope this is huge for everyone. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, I'm not trying to make light of your past, but to hold on to things in your childhood that you're angry about, your parents, you're still blaming them, you know, the divorces you went through, or the
past hurts and resentments.
Past hurts and resentments, you know, things that you've done that are just so irritating even to yourself that you cringe when you think about it. I am the biggest proponent of letting go of the past, because it doesn't serve you, and there are segments of your life where you were a different person. So you aren't the person you were as a child, a toddler. You're not the adolescent. You are not the emerging adult. You are the adult now where you are, and there has to be a level of forgiveness for yourself. So if at all possible, work on letting go of the past.
So what I was shown, I love that. What I was shown by my guides was that past hurts and resentments, grudges, whatever, mm-hmm. you call them, when you have a memory and it kicks you in the gut and you're just almost, yeah. instantly like hot pissed.
Right. Yeah.
Even deeply sad. Those turn, they crystallize. They turn into like these similar. What I was shown is that they're similar to like kidney stones. Kidney stones are like these jaggedy edged crystals in the body.
Wow.
And when we have these feelings that are not resolved, and, you know, I do want to say, side note, anger can be a very powerful tool. I have hung on to past resentments, anger, I don't like using the word hate, but I'll say past hates to give me the strength to power through something when I didn't have the confidence to power through.
Yes. So it is a tool.
Yes. When it no longer serves you purpose, then it can sit in the body. It can crystallize. It can harden. It can turn into cancer, and it can cause inflammation. When you are inflamed in the body, and many scientific studies have proven this, when you are inflamed, you cannot heal.
Because you're seeping. You're seeping all this toxicity through your gut and your muscles and everything. It's just like,
you're just
going everywhere.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Your cortisol is pumping.
Yeah.
Your body is responding as if it, like, fight, flight, or freeze. Like it's in a trauma. Mm-hmm. It cannot heal.
Yeah.
So taking the time to visualize even one past hurt, soothe it, sand down the stone with your visualization, put a salve around it, really help it dissolve, is that piece right there promotes healing in the body and raises the vibration.
Yes. Yeah, that's
excellent. I would not recommend anything that I haven't tried myself.
Me too. I know. You know, when I just
doable.
It is. And I just want to say, I went through a rough period with work a while ago. I think everyone knows that. And I noticed things going wrong in my body, like my back. It's way out of whack. My ribs came out, and I didn't want to go get a massage or a chiropractic adjustment until I dealt with what was happening at work, because I wanted to make a clear cut and say, this is over. And I spent like a day ritualizing getting rid of everything from that job. Like, I threw everything out. I did visionary things of like, I am no longer there. I'm going to cut these relationships. I'm not going to allow my emotions to run wild anymore. And then as part of my healing process, I made appointments and went and got adjusted and massaged. And I'm like, this is part of my healing moving forward to make my body better. So you can like purposely put yourself on a schedule. Like, if you know you're in misery or you need healing, you can just kind of say, you know, make markers for yourself, set goals. Like, it doesn't have to happen all at once, but.
Yeah. And if it does happen all at once, you know, really review, like, did I skip any steps?
Yeah.
You cannot go from being angry into gratitude. You know, when people just say, well, just get in gratitude. No, dear. Because you're skipping steps. There's the step of grief, and there's the step of feeling. You have to feel the anger completely and feel the grief, and you know,
denial, acceptance,
right?
Isn't
really,
it
really?
Denial, fear. No, it's dab death.
Okay.
Denial, anger, acceptance,
bartering. Yeah. I mean, really, really, that all of those have to be applied. So it's a slow, it is a slow process. I guess I say that because I want to help right size expectations. And we're here for you.
Yeah. If you guys have any questions on healing yourself, please email us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. And we want to open up the conversation, and also let us know if you want us to read anything. We're here for you.
Awesome. All right. Yay. Have a great week. We're rooting for you.